As an example of an aromatic molecule where you have got the ortho substitution, here we've got our friendly old salicylic acid, which we obtained then from willow. So here's our leaves of willow up here. They found in the ancient times that if they ground up willow, it was pretty good for getting rid of nasty hangovers and stuff like that. And they then looked at it a little bit more when organic chemistry was kicking off and found out if they took the extract from it, they were able to change the functional group slightly. So what they've done down here, you can see there's a carboxyl group and a carboxyl group. Sitting at the ortho position, there was a hydroxy group. They've now reacted this with an anhydride to introduce an ester functional group into this position here. Now, the salicylic acid's pretty bad on the stomach, whereas when you esterify at this position, it gets rid of that side effect. As a molecule then, it works as a drug which is an analgesic and an antipyretic and an anti-inflammatory. So it's covering lots of different bases. The Greeks knew about it, but they weren't up to esterification at that point. The initial extracts then were in 1828, and the development of aspirin then was around 1900. Okay, so that's the sort of sequential use of this particular natural product then, which is what the salicylic acid is, which is found in willow bark and willow leaves.